Hello and welcome to Open Channels FM. A quick thank you to our sponsor GoDaddy. They're helping agencies do more for their clients with tools to simplify site management, streamline collaboration, and keep projects moving. From hosting to client dashboards, GoDaddy gives agencies the flexibility and support they need to scale without the headaches.
Hello, and you're listening to The WordPress Way. We're part of the Open Makes channel, and this is an Open Channels FM production. I'm your host, Abba Thakur, and today we're talking all things WordPress Playground. Well, you knew WordPress was fun, but you didn't quite know how much until this show. So stay with us and find out more. So in the studio today, we have a very dear old friend and someone who you'll be seeing a lot more of in the WordPress space in the playground area. So welcome to Philippe Sintra.
Hey, how are you?
It's lovely to have you here in the studio and to be talking about something a little bit different too. So Philippe, you're joining us today from Lagos in South Portugal. What's the weather like there today?
I think it's like 28 degrees, sun shining, like city is super busy now, super vibrant. Like the south of Portugal, the region is called Algarve, so it's super popular at this time. And inside Portugal, and also we have a lot of folks from like England here as well. And so, yeah, it's like it's a hot spot now. And yeah, I try to balance out to kind of like live my remote life here, but also enjoy the good weather. And so that's kind of like my life now. Yeah, kind of like balance between that.
And the good food as well, which we'll be coming back to.
Yeah, I love to cook. And also I have every single place that I go, I make a list of restaurants. And I don't know, later on I can share some of my favorite restaurants here in Portugal and outside Portugal.
That sounds like we need to follow that up, and we can put a link to it from the show notes as well. So Philippe, you and I go back a long way, and we normally see each other in Ireland and in Northern Ireland, and obviously at WordCamp Europe too. So it's absolutely wonderful to have you here in the studio, and congratulations on your new job as Developer Relations Advocate at Automattic as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So before I was living in Ireland, I lived there for 5 years, and I have like, I tell people, I have like 10% of my core Irish now, and I love the city. I love like all my friends from there. And as you mentioned, like the last WordCamp Europe is the time that we used to get to meet each other. So I saw some folks from Ireland there. We took a picture. I was like sharing my Irish family there. Yeah.
Oh, it was lovely. And they even sent me a picture, and someone stuck a picture of where I was supposed to be. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But I know you've got an Irish recipe that we're going to share as well. So, but we'll let people just think about that while we'll talk about a bit more about Playground. Because a lot of people in the research for the show were like, what on earth is that? I don't want to play at working on the web. I don't want to have young people necessarily in my household working on WordPress when I'm working on it for a business. And it's not anything like that. For those who don't know, and Philippe will be sharing a bit more about this as well shortly, WordPress Playground lets you run WordPress instantly on any device without a host. And you can build, experiment, test, grow your sites, and grow your skills. And I know from the WordPress training team, and when we work on releases, we're now encouraging people to use WordPress Playground for doing that kind of testing and learning. So, Philippe, can you uncover for those people who've never come across it and think it's going to be way too hard, why should they be looking at using WordPress Playground?
Yeah, I should confess that I have the difficulty to understand the Playground the first time, because it's such an incredible project that once you understand the power of that, you start to visualize how many things you can do with that project. And yeah, I think one important thing that I learned this week, like we release a new landing page, because before when you go to the address playground.wordpress.net, you land in a kind of blank version of WordPress. And for who doesn't know the project, say, okay, it's a WordPress website. Well, what is that special about? But the special thing about that this project, it's running with WebAssembly and is running on the browser. So there is no server related to that. It's only a browser and JavaScript running that WordPress instance. And the first idea that I can see when someone land there, you can send a link to someone and someone can play with WordPress without any fear to break anything, to put any website down, and can install plugins, test things. And that's the first idea of the playground. But when you see the technology behind there, we have like several packages behind that is not only the web instance. We have CLIs, we have like WASP kits, we have PHP kits that run PHP on JavaScript. And there are a lot of things involved in that. And all those projects get together and we have the playground. And just to kind of like close that short like introduction, and the playground also, it's kind of the core of all the projects as well that we have today, that is WordPress Studio. WordPress Studio, it's using Playground on his core. So you can have a local environment using the WordPress Playground. And yeah, that's the kind of like the first introduction. But we during that conversation, we're going to get in more like different items from that project.
That sounds really good plan. So one of the other questions we've had, Felib, is why is Playground different to just having one of the previous local development setups that you might have had for WordPress?
Yeah, I think the best thing to describe there, like, was my experience with Contributors Day. Like every single WordCamp that you go and you sit in a table and you want to contribute, you want to test something, and you have 100, 200 people in the same room. And then you ask, okay, download the environment now. And everyone starts downloading like Docker and everything. And no one downloads anything. And that goes like half of the day just to set up an environment for you just, I don't know, test a plugin or test a thing. And the playground take out this whole complexity that you just, with a URL, you can run WordPress with one specific plugin or even like a branch from one GitHub repository, or you can just download a theme as well and install that and have everything running on your browser without like no Docker configuration. And I know like it's super important, like all those tools, but sometimes you need a quick action. And that's the time that like Playground really like helps developers and users as well. That's not only for developers, like users can take the benefits from that as well.
Is it hard to learn? I know I started using it because we were using it quite heavily in the WordPress releases, and now it's just second nature. But for people who don't use it every day or who just want to get started with testing, how hard is it to learn?
Yeah, the first item that you should pay attention is the behavior of the WordPress Playground, because it runs in a session in a browser. If you reload the application, probably you lose your progress, but we can save the progress. Don't worry. We have links that you can export and save, and you can have those changes that you made save on all your local storage, or you can just export to a zip file. And that's the thing that you need to adapt, because when you have a server, like you reload the page and the application is still there because you're still like requesting that information from a server. But when you work with the playground, everything runs on the browser, so you need to be worried about the state. And I think that's the only thing that I like on the first like introduction that you have, you need to pay attention on. On the past, we used to have a few limitations, for example, network requests, and that is already fixed. Like the playground by default can access the plugin repository and can download things without any extra configuration. And the team is working to kind of like close the gap to have like the same experience that you have on Playground on WordPress.
So in that sense, what can we expect to see in the future?
Yeah, we have now like a lot of things like happening on the project now. And one special item is the Blueprints V2. Blueprints, if you are not familiar with the Playground, Blueprints kind of like a state machine or a memory. It's one of those solutions that if you want to go back to one state, you can use Blueprints to save that state. And then the Playground always like load that JSON file. And for the past few years, like we listen to developers and like, I mean, we find ways to improve the user and the developer experience. And based on that feedback, we developed the Blueprints V2. It's already available behind the flag. You can enable like an experimental flag to enable Blueprints V2, and you can test already. Another big item that's a huge request from the community, it's support to Xdebug. So that's also behind a flag. So you can debug application using Xdebug, like the normal process to step-by-step check the code being executed. And you can do now with the Playground. But there are like a few things, like we have new items that we can have like a bridge inside Xdebug, inside Chrome. And when I saw that, I was like amazed to see like just see PHP like being executed inside the Chrome, and you just like follow the execution. And those are like the two big items that we have now. And on the other side, we have a lot of improvements around performance, that because everything runs on the browser, like we need to process everything on the browser. So we need to give the user like this like a snap experience. And that's like the other like big priority like we have on the project.
So if somebody's looking at setting up a local development setup and they think, okay, I'm not really sure what to do, would you recommend Playground as their first step? And maybe that's all they need.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you have a plugin, for example, I was watching the streaming from Ryan Welcher today. Like he was like streaming and he shared a plugin and I was like, oh, I want to test this plugin. And I just pull the plugin to my environment and I use the Playground CLI. That is another tool inside that umbrella of the Playground CLI. You can spin like a WordPress instance directly from the folder of your project. If you have a plugin or if you have a theme, so you can just like type on your terminal npx at wp-playground/CLI, and you request like a server, and there is a flag that is like auto mount, that is like --auto-mount. That command, if you are running inside your plugin folder, you're going to have an environment with your plugin install. And that's the kind of like the quickest way to have your local environment. Like I have a video that I shared. I was like, I did that like 1 minute. Like, but 1 minute you explain and run, because if you run the command, like will be seconds. Yeah.
So it would be lovely, Philip, if we could share either the video or a little bit of text on the show notes as well, just to help people, because your explanation is really helpful. And
yeah.
We do a lot of research for our shows on the WordPress Way to make sure that we can actually help people use some of the new technologies, use some of the new resources.
Yeah.
And it's great when we can do, as part of our vision for the show, is being that learning environment as well. And of course, that's, for me, it's one of the things about WordPress Playground. It is an excellent learning environment. I know you can test code snippets. For anybody who's not clear on code snippets, we'll put a link to what they are in the show notes, but also make sure you check out the WordPress developer blog, because we're always using those and there's normally an explanation of how we use them too. You can also try out API integrations. I think one of the great things is being looking after a component on the WordPress software. is actually being able to debug. It is so much easier being able to debug using WordPress Playground. I don't have to have any worry about it affecting a live site that I'm trying or forgetting what I've done when I'm working on a site that isn't, it's a staging site. All those worries have gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think your explanation of how people can actually save and export would be really useful too. So if we can add those too, we might even get you to do an exclusive little bit of a, you know, a show and tell that we use as well. So
oh, definitely. Yeah. Like some of the videos I post on my LinkedIn, like I'm trying to organize myself to post like weekly those videos and show like bits and pieces. And the idea for the videos is just like have short videos that I show like in 2-3 minutes. I don't want to like hold someone to a huge like explanation, because also that's the intention of the playground. It's like be snap and like have this like quick environment. And so the tip is like, if you want to kind of follow me on LinkedIn, like there are like a few videos that I post like weekly there. And I have some of those like terms. And the other thing that I'm trying to do as well is just connect with new terms. Like for example, how we use the playground with the plugin for view transitions, for example, that was something that was shared in the community, and it's like a new API and how you can see there like running. And then like, I just share you one URL that URL has the data, has the plugin style, and when you click, you just have the demo there.
Sounds wonderful. We're going to be linking to that too. So is this the place you want to be? If you've just joined us, you're listening to Albert Harcourt and Philippe Sintra talking about the WordPress Playground and how if you use WordPress, it is going to revolutionize your life and how you work. Now, Philippe, you also have a lot of experience in front-end web development and also as a Google developer expert in web technologies. Does that make you appreciate what WordPress Playground can do more?
Yeah, 100%. Because the time was like 2 years ago, I was looking for the WordPress ecosystem. I was like, and we have that stage that were like probably were like 15 years, like close to 50, like after 15 years. And I was like looking for something. I was like, oh, what is the next thing now for WordPress? And then I saw the playground with WebAssembly. It was the demo from Aden. And that was like even was like shared at the Google I/O at that year. It was like 2023. And that was like sharing by Google. Like Google was like sharing that. That's like, oh, this is one of the advantage for you. We have WebAssembly. Like we can create solutions like that. And the other thing that Aden shared at that time was like an iOS app that he export WordPress and build in an iOS application. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's WordPress can be anywhere with that. It's not only on the browser. It can be like in an Android app or an iOS app. And now I think that thing makes even more sense with the AI boom. Like everyone's like using AI. And for several times, AI just like have the permission to see a browser or spin something in a browser. And then we can provide a WordPress installation on the browser. We don't need to spin a server or anything. You can just give that environment to an AI system, say, that's my application. And it's like, there are a lot of things that like can be done with the playground. And since the beginning, when I saw it, I was super excited about that project. And I have tested a few things. And then now I just like being in the project and I see even more things that are like capable to do, because that it's a huge ecosystem. And then like other people take the benefits for that. And you mentioned, for example, testing. And it's something that I would like to kind of advocate more, that you can use, for example, end-to-end testing with Playground. And not crazy test, but one thing that I was trying to do today was like using the Playwright, that is like not Playground, but Playwright MCP server that use AI to create tests, then run over WordPress installation. So the idea is I create tests with natural language. And imagine that, like we just like tell to an AI model, say, test my website or test my plugin. And that's like something that I would love to see and like and also get more people to get involved. Yeah.
And if anyone's wondering, you know, can I get involved? Yes, you can. WordPress Playground is an open source project and you can actually get involved. You don't need to have huge computers. You don't need to have complicated databases and PHP servers that you use yourself. You can just get involved with the team. Again, we're going to put a link in the show notes to how you can do that. And we're going to get a little bit of text from Philippe just to help you share that with your meetups, because that's another part of our vision for the WordPress way, is that we're very keen on working with meetups all around the world in providing information, resources, help, and also ways forward, because we know how hard it is as for a meetup organizer to find content, and we're hoping that we can help join up the dots. Now, Philippe, you and I have been WordCamp organizers a few times over the last 15 years or so, and we've often had a situation where their signals are bad, the broadband's unreliable, the mobile phone signals not too great. You've already talked about using WordPress Playground on Android and iOS. Can you tell us a bit more about it? Because when we went out to do the research, people were like, no, it's not possible. You couldn't have this. You couldn't have a local environment set up on a mobile with no signal. Isn't possible. But of course, it is possible.
Yeah.
So can you tell us that secret?
Yeah, like the secret behind that is like it's WebAssembly can talk with like in a low level language, like you can say communicate with C, and Adam did like amazing job like creating that environment that inside the browser you have like PHP executed by C, so you have a transpiler inside your browser, and that means that PHP can run anywhere because you are running C, so it's like any platform that runs with C can execute that. And then there is like a whole infrastructure, like your kind of like your NGX server also runs inside that package. And so you have something to compile the PHP, you have something to run your server, like simulate your server, and this whole environment is packed for you. So you can get this like little pack and put anywhere. And we have some feedback for the community as well, even to, for example, oh, I want to make the WordPress even lighter, like how we can do that, because we can even like run a small device and like low cost device, and I can have my kind of small, tiny WordPress version that I can use for a headless application, but it's the cost is like almost zero. And there are some like contributions for the community. And one thing that you mentioned that's like open source, we have other companies that are using the Playground. And just like one mention is like the Art Camp. They create like a learning platform where they fork the Playground. And it was a company that I previously worked, and I didn't know that they were doing that. And then when I was like, you know the Playground? They're like, yeah, there is a team that like, I have like a learning platform based on Playground. I was like, oh, cool. And then I talked with my old colleagues about Playground. And that was like a nice experience. And sometimes like I just like search about like things about Playground, and I see other developers creating like a kind of like easy flow to demo the WordPress as well, kind of even like make even less complex, like more user-friendly, because we create the base and we hope that the community take that base and adapt for their own experience. And that's the beauty of open source.
It is, absolutely. And one of the other things is that it keeps growing, it keeps developing. And by having conversations, you don't know what we can do with it next. And you'll suddenly discover a wonderful partnership that will give you something that will take it just to that next level. So on this show for the WordPress Way, we're great advocates of the developer blog, which again is an open source project and you can contribute to. If you don't know anything about it, check out our last episode, because there's lots and lots of wonderful information about how you can get involved and how you can be a writer or how you can be an editor and join the likes of myself and Mary of reviewing things that are appearing and helping people make that big learning journey.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo Shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus, software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
Now, if you are new to Playground, on developer.wordpress.org, you will find a series of articles, including Introduction to Playground, Running WordPress in the Browser. And we're going to put some more links to that and hopefully get Philippe to write something in particular for us and the developer blog that will help people and answer some of the questions that you've shared with us. We always really appreciate the fact that you do share with us and have lots and lots of questions, because that's what we're about. We want you to be happy and enjoying using WordPress, WooCommerce, and everything that is built on top of that. Now, Philippe, you've talked about the size of WordPress and the space it involves and the cost of technologies. Now, you've worked in so many different parts of the world, including earlier on in your career and from where you're from Caruaru in Brazil. Why is it important that as developers, as people contributing to a project and people using the project, that we think about the experience for people in different parts of the world and where they have a different experience of what it means to be connected on the internet with power, with mobile phone signals? Can you share a little bit more about why that is also one of your passions, to help people feel connected?
Yeah, I just like now I would do like a big like travel back in time, because like I remember the time that when I finished college, I was in northeast of Brazil a long time ago. It's like we had like speed connections was like a luxurious things, and at the time that I moved, I think that the connection is still like a few kilobytes, and like always my like kind of like webbing or navigating experience was like awful. There was like I waiting for minutes for everything like load. And then I got my first job, and I was working with WordPressations in the northeast of Brazil. And then I got like an offer to move to São Paulo. And São Paulo was like a kind of like, it's not the capital of Brazil, but it's like kind of the biggest city in Brazil, and like all the businesses are running. And even like inside the country, I had a total different speed connection in my internet. And it was funny to see, because all my colleagues, they were like, oh no, this website has a few megabytes. So I was like, just like going back to the place that I like, the people that are struggling in my hometown, they say, yeah, but a few megabytes, like people in my hometown will take like minutes to load that. And I think was that moment that I always have like as a front-end dev, like this performance, like feedback to always when I think about something that I will upload or create, just optimize, I guess, experience, because not because today we have a good connection that doesn't mean that the whole world is still that same state. We have different infrastructures around the world, and we have people with limitations, like, and that goes like in different ways. And especially now when you look to Brazil, a lot of users, they don't have a computer, but they have a mobile phone. So, and that's another thing that say, one is like performance and also mobile friendly, that content that you should provide there. And yeah, it's always like every time that I move somewhere, I see that kind of has this bubble that people just say, forget about the outside context that there is a huge like country that's like in Asia or in South America that is struggling with infrastructure. But now the things are better in Brazil. Like the connection is not like we have like good connection there, but it's not the whole country is still like having that infrastructure because Brazil is like a continental country. Like the size of Brazil, like always people think that, I moved from Northeast to São Paulo and I was like, my measure to explain people is like, it's 3 hours flight to inside the country. And then people from Europe is like, okay, yeah, 3 hours flight, I can come from Germany to Portugal. I say, yeah, and I'm going to the middle of like, I'm like not crossing the whole country and it goes going to halfway of the country. And that's kind of like embedded in my core. And I always like being in Europe, I love to interact with the community here because it's the message that I always I tell people is like, okay, there is another community like on the south of like America and there is another community in Asia. And how about then? And because there are like several layers. Like we have spoken about that before, that like people interact less because they're in a different environment. And they struggle to contribute because like the time that they have to do is like only to do their work or run about, I don't know, improve their lives first. And I was interested to see like both worlds and especially come from South America. And I think that's an important thing as well for we bring that outside view as well to the community.
And also remind the community because inclusion is absolutely one of the most important things about open source.
Yeah.
It's about welcoming new people. It's about creating and helping people be part of the solution, be part of creating new things for the future. And without people being encouraged, that won't necessarily happen. So I always feel that it's very important on all of us to try and help someone who may not find it easy to connect with the WordPress space or the contributing environment and may be put off by thinking that WordPress WooCommerce needs a huge amount of database storage, needs a huge amount of power behind it, that performance-wise, it's going to be very slow, when actually, these things don't actually matter now. We have moved on so much in the products and the software. For those who don't know, we have an absolutely fabulous performance team at WordPress, which you can also join. And we regularly have on the show people from the performance team talking about the improvements in WordPress. If you haven't used the software in a while, this is the time to discover just how much you can do. And I think you'll agree with me, Philip, that Playground just takes it onto a new environment, doesn't it? It just takes so much more. So, Philip, for you, if you know you were talking to a meetup now that's just setting up in an environment where the mobile internet connection isn't particularly great, why would you recommend that they started with Playground to see what WordPress was like?
Yeah, the Playground, like we need to have an instance like local or online. We need to have a starting point. So if you are running a meetup like in one place that struggle with like internet connection, you can host your own Playground on your machine. And it was even a conversation that I have last week, like someone is trying to spin in like a local environment and say, oh, I need to run the Playground locally. Because when you use the CLI, like always the CLI goes and pull that information from like a node package and needs to download that information, but still some connection needed. You can set up like something previously, but if you are struggling somewhere with the internet connection, you can pull the Playground and run that locally. And so that will give you the flexibility to kind of like demonstrate and learn without like a need to have an outside connection. And then like if you, for example, some scenarios you're going to teach about a specific plugin or a specific thing, you can create blueprints to kind of like have this pre-set up ready and then start from there. And I think that's a nice thing. And just connecting with the performance team, when I was at the WordCamp Europe in Basel this year, I was speaking with some of the team members and they're saying that they use the playground to do the performance test. So when every time that they have like a new feature, they use the playground to simulate that, to see if like they got improvement. And it's like the moment that I see that, it's like, you think that playground is one thing, but playground is like, it's like in different place. That's like, I think it's like one of the beauty of the project that when someone explained that, oh, I use playground in that way, I was like, oh, I never thought that we can also be in that place as well. But that's a nice thing.
Well, that's our call out, I think, from the WordPress Way show. Are you using WordPress Playground? If so, let us know. You can send a message to me, Alba Tarkor, at the show. You can connect with me on various social networks and on the Make WordPress as well. We really want to hear how you're using Playground. And better still, if you're using it for something that is completely different but exciting, then get in touch and we'll see if we can feature it, not just on this show, but also if we can use it as a case study for the developer blog. And I'm sure Philippe will be absolutely ecstatic to hear how you're using the software too.
No, like the developer blog, we had a conversation yesterday because, and that's the nicest thing about, we have that community. So we have the channel Playground. If someone wants to join, there is a channel there. You can like interact with me and the team. And someone was trying to do a demo that the was a kind of like, for me, it was like simple, like set up the site logo in a WordPress website with the full site editing via Playground, via Blueprint. And I did that with some PHP. We can use PHP to set up the environment. And then I started a conversation with that person. And yesterday he came with like, oh, I have this really short and quick solution. And then Birgit went again into the conversation and Birgit suggests, oh, you should post that like snippet. That would be a really cool snippet. And that's a call to action that if you have any snippet with the playground that you use daily, don't be shy to share that because sometimes like, that can be really useful and can help a lot of people. So you can go to the Playground channel or you can talk with the folks, the developer blog. And sometimes you don't need like a huge blog post to explain something. Sometimes just a code snippet that can help like hundreds of people.
Absolutely. And if a code snippets are something that we're doing increasingly on the WordPress developer blog, again, if you've never come across it, then tune into our show on the developer blog. It was broadcast earlier in 2025. Just go to the site, search, let us know if you can't find it, and it will tell you just how to get started. And we're also going to be doing some hands-on training about how you can make these snippets and how you can use your case studies, because we really want to feature more of what you're doing. Not just the big projects, small projects, anything that makes your life so much easier. Because I guarantee that somebody else will be like, this is wonderful. I wish I'd known how to do that. And again, we can share it with the local meetups, with the WordCamps, and hopefully it's a way of us all sharing and learning together. Now, speaking of learning and sharing, I'm going to just take us a little bit down a different tact, because as you heard at the beginning of the show, Philippe is quite a cook. So, Philippe, what is your favorite Irish recipe?
Oh, my favorite one is stew, the Guinness stew, like that.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah, I love that. Like, and was one WordCamp in Dublin that we went with some folks to have like a Guinness stew, and that was a really like nice day because I kind of, I don't know, it's like sometimes like I have that other way around experience when I go some WordCamp in another country and someone invited to, okay, that's our local dish, and you learn more. I think food is a way to learn about people and learn about place. And for me, the gizzard stew was my kind of like local Irish like dish, and I love that dish, and I still missing, like sometimes if I go back to Dublin, I would have my gizzard stew. Yeah.
Well, Philip, do you know how to make it?
Like, I have research about, first you need Guinness and you need a good steak to like chop that, and then you slow cook the beef with the Guinness, and then you have some mashed potatoes. That's the main core items, but I never tried to do. I confess that when I was in Ireland, living in Ireland, I did some scones.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I cooked scones. Yeah. Was something that I learned to like was scones. Like at the beginning, I was like, I don't see anything special about that. But after 5 years, I knew some good place that have good scones and the jam and the butter.
Oh, Irish butter. Yeah. Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
And obviously there are other drinks apart from Guinness that are used in cooking and other butters apart from Irish butter. But everything is good. We love to experiment with different cultures and foods. And it's a great way of us helping to get to know everybody, share the cultures. And as part of that, in itself, it makes us more welcoming as a community. Now, Philippe, you're not going to get away with this because you've said that you're a great cook. So what is it that you will go and cook, either when you are having a bit of a developer moment where you just need to find a fix and it's not coming in the code that you're working on? What is your go-to food that you would make?
Yeah, like in Ireland, my vegan friends, the Irish steak was really good. And I always say it was something that I had like ready to prepare. This kind of was like to start my day, to have to say next extra energy. And now in Portugal, like kind of like, I think the environment's changed. And then now in Portugal, I'm more doing veg stuff here. It's like I have a farmer's market here that is like every Wednesday, I just go there. Everything's organic and everything's fresh and super nice. And for me, my favorite place is just like mix like all those like fresh veggies. Like I know there are some special figs here that like now I'm out of season and I don't have that. Like there is one special guy that's like always I get the figs, and I love to make the salad with figs, and I think it's like at the moment it's my favorite dish now.
And now for people who are thinking, what has food got to do with WordPress and open channels? Well, food is about nutrition, and nutrition helps brains and it helps creativity, and it also could be that secret ingredient that when you're really stuck on a project that could make the big difference into you getting that inspiration. And we're all about helping people. It's part of a long term. So food has everything to do with it. But also we're going to be featuring the different things that we do in our food cooking and how that compares to working with WordPress, working in the developer space, and also in creativity, because there's so much overlap. And we're hoping that through that, especially in a post-pandemic environment, that we can encourage people to look after their health and their nutrition as well, which is equally important as we go forward and do these projects.
Yeah, like I'm talking about that, like, sorry to interrupt, but I had a friend, she's a chef, and because I'm not like a technical, I didn't make any like college to cook, but like I love how to cook. And then she was curious, like, oh, but how you related to that, like how you see that connected. And I was telling her, I think, say, cooking sometimes has a little bit of like coding. You have those variables and you mix.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you mix them together, you have a time, you have a like everything's like if timing, the right ingredients. And you can find different ways to prepare like different dishes, and kind of like you find your ways on the code. And then I gave that explanation for her. She was like, oh yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I see that.
It is. And I think you can tell that we worked on WordCamp Ireland and WordCamp Belfast together, because you will not be surprised. The common conversation among all the organisers was food. And we would find our solutions for how we were going to solve different issues by talking about food. And we do want to share that with you. So if you are wanting to help with any of those shows that we've been talking about, and more importantly, if you have a project that you are doing on Playground, or if you're using WordPress and WooCommerce in a special way, particularly if you're in a country that we haven't spoken to yet in the last 12 months, please do get in touch. We really want to hear from you. We really want to see how you're going to be looking at WordPress 6.9, because 6.9 will be out on Tuesday, the 2nd of December this year, which is 2025. And the release candidate one is expected about 11th of November. So I really, really appreciate, as do all the researchers that work with me for this show, and a big shout out to them to say thank you. We have so many questions that come in every month, and we hope to cover everything that you ask. And if we haven't, do let me know. We'll find out and we'll make sure we speak to our guests like Philippe and include it in the show notes, even if it's in our blogs later on too. Thank you very much, Philippe, for joining us. I hope that, you know, Playground and the work that you're doing at Automattic will just go from strength to strength. We know that you've got such a heart and passion for the WordPress community as well, and we know that we'll see you at many things in the future.
We need to continue that conversation because we have a lot to cover. And one special note, you mentioned like different countries, different place. One thing that is like, as like English is not my native language, I always appreciate is like translations. We are doing such a good round on translation for the documentation Playground. So fantastic. If you have if you're not like English speaker and if you want to have the documentation from Playground on your language, please talk with me, because we have an amazing team involved, and be part of that, because I really want to get the word spread in different language, and I think that's a special thing. Yeah.
And that wonderfully brings us on to our final call for the show today, which is, if you are able to help translate WordPress 6.9 or previous releases, if they haven't been done yet in your local language, please get in touch with the Polyglots team. As usual, we'll put a link out to them. We'll also feature them in our social media. This time of year, do regularly think of WordPress translation. If you can help Philip's team in documentation for Playground, that's superb too. If you are wanting to get involved with a show and you're worried about English not being your first language, please do not worry. We're really inclusive, and just get in touch with me and we'll find a way to make sure that you feel as comfortable as possible. Thank you, Philippe. Thank you for everybody who's contributed to this show today. You've been listening to The WordPress Way on Open Channels FM, and we'll see you next time, where we're actually going to be talking about cake for most of our session, but actually linked to WordPress and WooCommerce, of course. We've got a wonderful guest called Precious who's joining us, who's swapped many of her careers to now become a baker, and we're going to look at how she's using WordPress and WooCommerce to actually bring her dreams to reality. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
We'd like to thank you again for tuning in to openchannels.fm. And another shout out to GoDaddy. Please do check them out at godaddy.com. Until the next time, take care.